Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf Shir Sponsor Lui Nishma Sarmi Akashom Le'apas Yitzchok. We're holding in Horius Daf Yud, one Daf in Horius of a year, which is full with Agadato. This Daf is learned in this cycle on Chai Elul, which is the Yortzit of the Maharal, and the Maharal starts his Chidushi Agodas and Horius from this Daf. So we learn a big Yisoy the Maharal says in this Daf. The Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph tells us that a Melech, when can a Melech stop? He's not going to be a Melech anymore. Not if he becomes sick, not if he becomes old, but if he has tzaras. And the Gemara brings the pasuk that says that Vayeshev bebeis hachofshis, that when the king got tzaras, he was sitting in beis hachofshis. What's beis hachofshis? It's lashon freedom. So the Gemara learns from here that a king, when he's a king, he's basically a slave. As the Gemara concludes in the beginning of the Yudah on beis, that Rav Gamliel told his Talmidim, "Avdu zayin noisen lechem," giving you slavery, as the pasuk says, "Ayoyim tiye eved la'am hazeh." So the Gemara is contrasting, is saying the king is considered to be the slave; he's an eved, and on the other hand, the one who's free, the one who's chofshi, is the mitzoyer. The mitzoyer is considered to be free. Why are these two extremes? The king on one hand and the mitzoyer on the other hand. So the Maharal says over here in Chiddush HaGodes, and very similarly he says in the Siva HaNovo and the end of Perakei, he says the emes is that all Am Yisrael are responsible for each other. That's the whole idea of close Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, each person in Am Yisrael is responsible for somebody else. We mentioned a few days ago, the Maharal also says regarding Halva, lending money to somebody else is a big mitzvah. As Lashon Livui, you're helping him out. That's why Ribbis is so chomer. Because Am Yisrael need to help each other. Need to be melave each other. The one who's the most responsible, who he needs to take care of every individual Klal Yisrael, is the king. The king is the heart of Am Yisrael. The king is the one who is serving every single limb in the body of Am Yisrael. So he's the ultimate slave, so to speak. The one who serves every part of Am Yisrael. Every individual also has it. Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. Kol Yisrael have something with Malchus because there's something that they are connected and responsible for others. But there's one individual who is completely the opposite. He doesn't have sheiches to others. He's not serving others. And that is the Mitzoyro. Bodod yeshev michutz l'machane. He's alone. He's not with anybody else. He's not connected to anybody else. He has no leverage to anybody else. So the opposite of a king is a mitzoyro. The only time that a king will stop being king is if he has tzaras. If he's sick or he's old, he's still a king. But if it's mitzoyro, tzaras is the exact opposite of a melech. Now over here, on the Chiddush HaGodes over here, they send us to the Maharal Chiddush HaGodes in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Amud Beis. And there it says that Achitofel thought he would be king because he saw tzaras shezorcha loy al amosoy. So the Maharal there goes to explain that a Mitzoyer and a king are similar to each other. The same way Mitzoyer is separate from everybody else, Mechutz HaMachlem Mishavoy, so also the king is separate from everybody else. He's Mesulik Minekalal Ve'eino Bechalal. He's different, he stands alone, he's not part of Am Yisrael. So at first glance, it seems to be the Maharal is contradicting himself. And one hand he says that the king is the exact opposite of Mitzoyer, because the king, he is connected to everyone in Am Yisrael, while the Mitzoyer is completely separated. And on the other hand, he's equating a king and a Mitzoyer that they're both considered to be Nivdal Minam, not part of the nation. But if you look closely in the Maharal, and the Maharal alludes to that they were in Sanhedrin, what the Maharal seems to be talking about is two different inyonim by the Melech. There's one inyon that the king is not part of the nation. You have Kvod Malchus. You have to give him his own place, it's his own Sroro. There's a Kvod Malchus that the king is not just one of many. He's not another person in the nation. He's someone who's separate, who's Nivdal. That's mitzad, who the king is. But then there's what the king has to do, what his job is. The king's avoidos to be the heart of Klal Yisrael. And if you take the mashal of the Maharal himself, that makes sense. The heart is a standalone limb. It's not there, it has its own chashivas, its own place, its own compartment. But it's giving life to every other limb. So mitzadek, where is the heart? It stands on its own. But what does it do? What it does is it gives life to the entire body. The Mitzoyro stands on his own, but doesn't have any connection to anybody else. So Mitzad, what he does, he's the opposite of the king. Mitzad, the fact that he's standing on his own, there's some similarity to the king. So that's why they're the two opposites. And this is a story the Maharal says in many places. Many times the opposites have many similarities. They're two extremes. And the extremes, you see two things that they have similarities, but that's where the difference is. And hopefully we're zoichet to understand another def in Divrei HaMaharal and the day of his yahrzeit. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list, so what's to go, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.